Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
All right, gorgeous humans. Welcome back to Radiant Confidence, your daily dose of self-love and empowerment. I'm Riley Hart, your hype woman, here to guide you through life with a sprinkle of humor and a whole lot of heart. Today, we're diving into something seriously powerful, healthy communication with yourself. Think about it, ladies. We spend so much time talking to others, but how often do we really listen to our inner voice? How often do we give ourselves the same love, kindness, and understanding that we offer our friends? It's like having a best friend who's always there for you, but sometimes you just forget they're even speaking. Now, before you roll your eyes and say, "Okay, Riley, this sounds super woo-woo, hear me out." This isn't about sitting in meditation all day chanting affirmations, although that can be amazing too. This is about building a genuine connection with yourself, understanding your needs, celebrating your wins, and navigating those messy moments with grace and self-compassion. Ready to unlock the magic? Here are five key takeaways to make this happen. Firstly, learn to quiet the noise. Ever feel like there's a million voices chattering in your head, judging you, criticizing you, or telling you what to do? That's your inner critic, and it can be a real buzzkill. To combat that negativity, start practicing mindfulness. Take a few minutes each day to simply breathe, observe your thoughts without judgment, and acknowledge the beauty of this moment. Think of it like hitting the mute button on those pesky inner voices. Secondly, ask yourself powerful questions. Instead of letting your thoughts run wild, be intentional. Ask yourself, "What am I truly feeling right now? What do I need in this situation? What are my goals?" These questions can help you gain clarity and make decisions aligned with your values. Thirdly, practice radical self-acceptance. This means embracing every part of yourself, the good, the bad, and the messy. We're all works in progress, and that's okay. Ditch those unrealistic expectations and remember, perfection is overrated. Celebrate your strengths, learn from your mistakes, and be kind to yourself along the way. Next up, honor your needs. You deserve to feel happy, fulfilled, and supported. Make time for things that bring you joy, set healthy boundaries, and don't be afraid to say no when necessary. Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential. Finally, express your feelings authentically. Don't bottle them up. Talk to a trusted friend, journal, or simply scream into a pillow. We all need a good vent session sometimes. The more you express your emotions, the more in touch you'll become with yourself and the less likely you are to suppress them. Let me tell you about Sarah. She's a brilliant designer, always coming up with innovative ideas. But lately, she's been feeling overwhelmed, struggling to meet deadlines, and second-guessing her abilities. She started listening to those negative voices in her head, telling her she wasn't good enough. It got to the point where she almost quit her dream job. But then Sarah remembered something important. Her worth wasn't defined by her achievements or external validation. She decided to take a step back, practice mindfulness, and ask herself what truly brought her joy and fulfillment. She realized that creativity was her superpower and she needed to nourish it, not suppress it. She started setting boundaries with demanding clients, saying no when necessary, and making time for activities that recharged her soul. Slowly but surely, Sarah started to reclaim her confidence and rediscover the passion that fueled her work. So there you have it, gorgeous. Five powerful ways to foster healthy communication with yourself. Quiet the noise, ask powerful questions, practice radical self-acceptance, honor your needs, and express your feelings authentically. Remember, this is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep shining bright. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on this topic in the comments below. What are some strategies that have helped you communicate better with yourself? Let's create a supportive community of empowered women who uplift and inspire each other. Until next time, stay radiant and remember, you are absolutely worthy of love, happiness, and success.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.